views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. Thank you for joining us here. It took a few extra minutes to get rolling here today, but that kind of happens every time I have Dr. Bree Gibbs on the show. So it's really pumping up the vibration, popping into the fifth dimension, and understanding that we're much more than whatever we think we are. Yeah. So my friend Matt James used to say all the time, whatever you think you are, you're more than that. And especially now, especially this year, especially in the life that you're creating for yourself, your future, your family, all of the above. Today, we're going to be talking about the golden door. And I love the idea of a golden door. I love the idea that there is some portal that has been waiting for all of us to learn about, to know about, to be about, to see about, and to absolutely be happy about. But I'm not the one talking about that. Dr. Bree Gibbs is doing that. For those of you, you know, here's what you want to know about this internationally known radio host, show, and speaker, and teacher, and trans medium, and healer medium. She has created across the globe venues that are enabling people to step into the true nature of who they are. You know, whether you know her to bring forth these fabulous messages from ascended masters, Lemurian goddesses, whatever that is that you think you know, this is about her personal and transformative journey for this life, for her life, and for our planet. But as a fourth generation high priestess, there's many things there are many things that get passed on to you. You know, it's think about it. Every time we enter in to some kind of teaching training, even if it's the first day of kindergarten, there are things being passed on. But what we now know is there's a level of consciousness. There's a level of mental, emotional, spiritual, physical consciousness now that is being brought forth. And today's show is all about that, through the lens of Dr. Bree Gibbs. Bree, great to have you.
Thank you. That was really nice, by the way. Thank you.
Look, hey, anytime. That's the way we like to roll. But let's talk about, to kind of kick this off. You know, we've heard people talk about the energy, and we've heard people talk about the day we live in and the time we live in and the world we live in. And the blah, blah, blah. We've also heard people talk about a new energy. What is the new energy from your perspective?
The golden door. It's the excuse me. I'm so excited. I can't even talk. You know, every time we gather, this happens. How I want to say is the female energy came in so strong in the last few weeks. The divine in us. We're all divine beings. And the gold came in through the Christ consciousness and Mother Goddess Gaia. And as it came in, I was raised in higher. Other people were raised in higher. But this time, I didn't have to lay on a couch. I didn't have to go and say, I need something to eat. I need a Frappuccino, you know, to get through it. It was getting funner and funner and funner. And I kept seeing people. And I was looking at other people and I'm going, people are changing, but men are getting mad right now. a lot of men are. And my husband's one. I said, what are you so mad about? And I just start laughing at him, right? Well, that guy almost bumped into me. So what? Just say, bless and release, you know, just go, right? And I had to find out that men are actually being brought down to their knees to accept the divine female in them. I was like going, oh, guys, you're going through a true menopause for sure now.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's not the bad, you know, but they're accepting the divine female inside them as we had to accept the divine masculine in us, right? We're through our part. Now they're doing their part, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We can balance the whole world and the energy out there.
Yeah. But don't you remember how awkward it used to be? So let's do a refresher course on this.
Sure.
For those people thinking that, what are these two talking about? Let's have a refresher course on this. Look, I don't want to go way back, but let's at least go back to 1970 for a moment. And what does 1970 mean? For many people listening, yeah, probably you're not born. But let's just look at it from a historical point of view. What we had in 1970 is an opening up of both the male and the female energy. That thing right there. You could call it the love children, whatever you want to call it. But, you know, even back then, there were, you know, from a masculine point of view, there was a real softening up at that point in time of both men and women. Then as we move forward and we started to look at the evolution of women in moving forward in the workplace, in equality, you know, we now started to see where we were. So here's what happened, right? And let's just use the workplace as an example, but it's not the only example. You know, we saw this in mothering, right? Mm-hmm. Women were now being asked to step in to shoes that appeared to be equal. And so part of that was to step into the masculine energy. Now, some people that write about this said, Bree, they went too far. They went too masculine. Well, hello, knock, knock, who's there? There were no role models. There were no role models. There were only men role models, right?
Mm-hmm.
And fashion stepped up and gave every woman on the planet a tie, a bow tie, a something tie. The question is, so what? Why did that matter? So here we are now, and we had the same sort of evolution, right? The evolution of stepping forward, men now being asked to look at the divine feminine, to look at the feminine. So why is it you go to Green Lake in the afternoon and half of the people pushing a baby stroller with a baby in it are men? Because we've changed, right? But I don't know about you, but as a woman, accepting both the masculine and the feminine side of me, it was uncomfortable. So men, it is uncomfortable. It was uncomfortable wearing those suits with the big bleeping shoulder pads and the freaking bow ties every day, and then going and having a freaking hot flash in the middle of a presentation, and you're being all pitted out and your shirts are all sweaty, and then you got to go and you're all men in the room are looking at you like, what the heck is wrong with her mascara? It's uncomfortable.
Let it out, Pat. Let it out.
I'm telling you.
Let it out.
Really was.
Sorry, Benny. But we forgot about this, right?
So, well,
Benny, like for you, how did that feel the first time you put your babies in a stroller and walked around Green Lake?
Oh, well, I was totally cool because I get to work on my dad bod. I mean, that's just what I'm all about. That's fine by me.
And that's great. But you know what's so funny about it is
I'm sorry, Bree.
No,
I'm sorry.
You're fine. You're fine because I'm sitting, you know, we get together and we laugh. But here's the thing is we wore those I can't say those pads.
I still got a little bit of them on here today.
Are you kidding? I got rid of
them. My pads. No,
you
don't look at those pads. These pads on the shoulder.
Right. So, you know, they're going through so much right now, but the energy that's coming in right now, be happy. Be happy because it's what we need right now. We have needed it for so long. You know, I did a pre-record yesterday with someone and I said, we all need to slow down. And one day I said, all of a sudden I looked at my speedometer on the freeway. I was doing 40 miles an hour. I'm going, you know, I mean, you get tickets around here for that, right? But I was slowing down so much. You know, and it feels so good to slow down but yet speak our truth and be who we are. And I look at that and I'm going, slow down, look at yourself and keep going. And a lot of people are saying, you know, I'm going to get on my little soapbox here for a minute, Pat, like you. Quit thinking you have to heal from the third. Stop. We're
done. You know what, Bree?
We're done. We're done.
You know what? When has change, I mean real change, ever been comfortable? Right?
Right.
When is it that, it go back thousands and thousands of years. Go back to, you know, ancient goddess teachings. I mean, what is it about, what did we learn from that burst of energy when all of those spiritual figures were executed, beheaded, or hung, right?
Right.
I mean, how about the entire emphasis of change that we looked at? I mean, let's even look at what happened in Nazi Germany, the persecution of a new freedom, of people creating a new gate to go through, right?
Right.
To stand proud and tall, you know, in the power and say, I'm a human being. Mm-hmm. But here we are today. We're asking for a new level of consciousness. We're now asking for people to at least open up to the possibility. Isn't that what you're talking about?
Yes.
When we're talking about the fifth.
Right. So that's why I'm saying get over the third and the fourth. We're done. In the fifth, we entered the new energy of love. A major love factor. And some people are afraid of that. Don't be afraid of it. Embrace it. When that energy came in, and especially the last couple of weeks, how this has been coming on as you look at this human rating and how it's all coming down. And it's like, how can you not feel it? I don't care if it's rainy, cloudy, or whatever out, right? Today we have sunshine. And as it's coming in, it brightens you up. My husband goes, oh my gosh, you're acting like you used to act 8 years ago now. What has happened? I'm getting back to being me now again. I went through everything I had to go through where you couldn't put your shoes on for a day, you know, that type of thing, right? And so now with this energy that's came in, has come in this amazing golden door that I'm going to talk about today. That golden door of manifestation. They made it. First, they had it do The Secret came out. And we all followed that. And then this golden door appeared in front of me one day because I had a decision I had to make. And we'll be talking about that later. And when the golden door appeared from the divine feminine and the mother goddess Gaia and source, it was all full light language. This is the new way of manifesting of the energy. Are you willing to turn that handle on that door and go through it? So today, as I was walking through my house and getting things done before to jump in my office there with you, right? I was thinking, every doorway we go through is a golden door. Are we going to take that chance and go through the golden door? So you go create in your kitchen dinner, right? You're creating. You're going through another golden door. You get out of the shower, you're putting on your makeup, you're creating another golden door. You go get dressed, you're getting another door. I've had doors in my sleep state show up. And the golden door that's here now has made it so easy for us to manifest what we want in our life. And it comes when you know your soul and you know you're ready to go. And I want people to look at that door so much because it has so much to offer. You may not think you know light language, but when you see that door, you will know it. I had my mother and I, you know, I was taught in the God's light. And there were times that were really tough for me as a kid, right? But luckily I had the support of my from my mother. So this morning I put on Facebook by Helen Reddy, You and Me Against the World. And I promised her that I would continue even when she transitioned over 5 years ago now. And I continued. No matter how many times I fall down, I pick myself back up. We're going to trip and fall on different things with this new energy. But the new energy is of love. So how can you're not going to want to just trip and fall. and things happen when they're supposed to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And with, so I just want people to know to look for that golden door. It may come to you in different ways, but walk through that door. I went flying through it like I was a ballerina. So actually what happened was, having lunch with Teresa, I'm making a decision on something. I reach across, I hear, close your eyes. So my guy, Joe, that's his name, said, close your eyes, close my eyes. And I guess I reached twice across the table and flung that door open and went through it and said, yes, I'm going to do this. So today I have an announcement that I've been allowed, I'm allowed to say, and I'm going to bring it out when time's right. And, but you know,
but let's talk about this for a minute, because I want you to just, you know, I want to set the stage for this, because, you know, I think we are in the world right now where everybody listening to this show, inside of them, has something that wants to come forth like you're going to bring forth. And what I believe is that, you know, there is a complete misconception about love.
Yes.
Complete misconception. Somewhere along the way, we somehow got confused that love doesn't mean action.
Correct.
That love has to take on a certain look and perspective. Mm-hmm. Right. But, you know, I'm really struck by an incredible figure that we talk about. I think there's been more movies made of this woman than anything on the planet. And yet the only image I remember of her isn't the image when spirit is talking to her, God is talking to her. It's the image of her in full body armor, mm-hmm. saying, I am going to take this war on. Mm-hmm. And that's Joan of Arc.
Right.
Right. So I think about that archetype and I think about Joan of Arc. And I don't know that many people that talk about Joan of Arc would say she was a love goddess.
Yes, she was.
They wouldn't. But she is, because there was a certain sense of herself, her love of self, the confidence she had, the truth in who she was. And I got to tell you, sometimes truth can be ugly, especially when you are literally fighting for your right to be you.
Your birthright.
And I think that's the evolution we're in. That's why when you're talking to your husband about his discomfort today in the world, it's because there is a shift. Mm-hmm. And sometimes when you see the magnitude of a shift, just like there was 30, 40, 50 years ago, when all of a sudden you're sitting next to a woman in the cubicle and you're not even sure what to say to her. That was a major shift. Now, today, it's a different shift in the divine feminine, because what we're seeing is the divine feminine, regardless of gender.
Correct.
We're not, it's not like all about women. But here's an interesting thought for you about the golden door. I was talking to a couple of, let's just call them younger women, and they were talking about a television commercial, I guess that's playing here in the Pacific Northwest. And the or maybe it's a show that's coming up, I don't know. But they were talking about the fact, they said, what is this thing about ERA? And I'm like, well, what do you mean? What's the thing? They said, that can't be right. And I said, well, which part can't be right? The ERA part, or the fact that you didn't know as women, you don't have equal rights? Which part is not right? Which part are you asking about? And I don't know if I would even ask Jessica or even Kat or even Carter, or I mean, if they know that in the United States of America, as women in the divine feminine, whatever you, we do not have equal rights, that we did not pass an equal rights. So they're asking me, and the shock when they said to me, this can't be right. And I said, what part can't be right? The part that you, and you could feel the anger. I mean, you could feel that something foaming up, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the question really is, how do we have divine light and love and still raise up enough emotion for a group of young women to look me dead in the eye and say to me, that can't be the truth. And for me to say, I don't know, Google it. I mean, what am I going to say? I'm just like, Google it. Because isn't part of educating ourselves, just like you talked about with your husband, sometimes education and getting a new level of awareness, just like you went through, Bree, could be painful.
Yes.
It could it could cause emotions to stir up in you on your way to getting to love, right?
Yes. Very, very so. Very so. It was painful, but I made it and I got through it. And, you know, this is where I want to pat myself on the back. You know what I went through. And you've been through it. And we're, like you said at one time, where if we got up and could make us a bowl of a soup, we were doing good.
Yeah.
So we got through that part. Yeah. And now it's like nothing but going forward.
Yeah.
So am I all armored up? In a way, because nothing's stopping me now.
Right.
Nothing.
And that's important when we're talking about the golden door.
Right.
You know, we're not saying that the fight is over.
No.
No. Then the fight generally starts within ourselves. We start to question ourselves. I mean, just like these young women were saying, that can't be, literally, that can't be true. And I said, well, I don't know what you saw on television, but my gosh, Google it.
Right.
It was the Rights Amendment that didn't pass.
Right.
So I looked at me and said, why? And I don't have an answer to that. But that is a golden door they're going to have to walk through to find that answer.
You know, I want to tell you something real quick. Somebody taught me this, and I've been teaching people this. So, you know, our ego loves to mess with us. Okay. You're too short. You're too fat. You can't do this.
Yeah.
You don't look pretty enough.
Yeah.
You know, I don't look like Pat's hair. I like Pat's hair. You know, my hair, you know.
I got to get my hair done. Linda says don't get it done, but I got to get it done.
I love it.
Yeah.
You know how I feel about your hair. So anyway, but it's like, so the ego was really messing with me in the last couple of months. And somebody had taught me this. And so I've been teaching others. And it's like, you know what? Game over. I don't want to hear it no more. Game over. And throw ego out of the body. Go take a shower, get cleaned off, and then you can come back in. But every time something would happen, I would go, game over. And you know what? It finally starts to stop.
I love game over. You know what the acronym for game over is? Go.
That's go right.
Is game over. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, not only are we go, we're going to go, but we're going to talk about what it is about the golden door, what Bree, Dr. Bree, is called to do in this lifetime that not only opens up and shines a light of awareness, but that shines a light of awareness so that more people stop and say, is that true? Is that really true? When we look at ourselves and we question ourselves, you know, what are we seeing? What is Dr. Bree seeing? What is changing? Why is it in the next hour we have a show that is launching exactly about what Bree is saying about the divine feminine? Courage to be seen, a show that talks about women. Why are people coming forward? And how does Bree and the Golden Door help them fully step in to all that they could be? Because I know what it's like to be partially me, but you're going to talk about, Bree, what it means to be fully me.
Yes, I am.
As we go, game over, to the break. We'll be right back, everybody.
Tell me again, Mommy.
You and me against the world. Sometimes it feels like
you and me against the world, when all the others turn their backs and walk away.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nooshin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Learn to live in the light and unveil the authentic you with A Time of Healing Radio with me, Felice Diana, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in every third Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific as I help listeners understand sacred fusion energy and how to connect to the spirit that fuels the very life we live. Explore the journey of spiritual transcendence and ultimately discover the path to peace, love, purpose, and wholeness. For more information, visit atimeofhealing.com.
Are you ready to create a life you'll really love? Then you'll want to tune in to the hit show Life Design Radio, From Adversity to Awesome, with Susan DiLorenzo. Live each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. No matter where you are in your adversity story, Life Design Radio has got you covered. Get ready to feel inspired, enlightened, and motivated. For more information about working with Susan, visit SusanDiLorenzo.com.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit LucidPlanetRadio.com for more information.
Tune in to The Astral Insider, your portal for adventure, insight, and growth with Fernando Albert. And get ready to tour the astral realm, expand your life in ways you've never imagined, and call in for the journey of your life with this world-renowned lucid dreamer, astral projectionist, psychic medium, and healer, Fernando Albert. This is every second and fourth Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you searching? Looking for a sign? A message you need to hear? From the great unknown? From the most mysterious place that is the most familiar to your soul and the depths of who you are? The universe put someone here to talk to, someone God gave a blessing to that you may find insight with. TheAngelLady.net. 1-800-323-1790. 1-800-323-1790.
When all the others turn their backs and walk away, you can count on me to stay. Remember when the circus came to town.
Wow, welcome back, everyone. Welcome back. Dr. Bree Gibbs is in the house. I'm Dr. Pat. For more information about me, go to the drpatshow.com or go to transformationtalkradio.com. Or if you want to take a sneak peek at the network that is going to be revealed here this year, go to transformationradio.fm. You'll get a really glimpse at what this fabulous team that I get to work with every day is doing. And we're really super excited about it and all the support you guys have gave us for now 15 years. It's just amazing. This is also the 10th year of Transformation Talk Radio. So we're going to be having a big hoopla about that later on in the year. Yeah, we're going to party. We're going to be partying. We're going to have that TTR party that all of you are going to be invited to. So we're excited about that. We're also excited about Dr. Bree Gibbs. And, you know, today she didn't have to come on the show to talk about this. You know, I mean, it's very easy to have a revelation and sit at home and do nothing about it. Now, I'm telling you because I'm the one that created crust busting, because I had a revelation and I sat on the couch and got crusted over like a giant crust ball. Benny hates it when I use that metaphor. I know it. You can use your own imagination. But the bottom line to all of this is there comes a point in time in our lives where we can no longer go silently in the night. We're seeing it across the globe. You may not like what you're hearing in politics. You may not like somebody else's version of the truth. But the bottom line is the truth cannot be untold. You know, that's why, Bree, we have more shows now airing on TTR that are focusing on empowerment and truth. And I think you have the key in what you're about to share in the Golden Door. But before you
how can people find out more about you?
How can they find out what you're doing in the world?
Well, the first thing they can go, it's at drbreegibbs.com and see my website. The other thing is they can go to alchemyofthegoddesses.com and check that out. The other thing is they can just Google me and they can find out everything I am doing right now.
Sweet.
Getting ready for in my radio show on Transformation TTR. Think about it. I forgot about that one.
There you go.
Thursdays at 3 p.m. I'll be on this week, by the way. So listen to me at 3 o'clock. Okay. So the Golden Door, I want to talk to you about it. So as Trisha and I were having lunch, I had an offer come into me. And I really thought about it. And what was holding me back is I didn't want to lose myself and who I am. You know, because I like to have fun and just be me and, you know, I'm me, you know that. And so I'm sitting there and I'm thinking, I hear, close your eyes. Close them. Like I said, open the door, jump through like as a ballerina or, you know, 12 leaping leopards or whatever. It went through. When I went through that door, what freedom I had. And then I asked, so that made the decision for what I'm going to announce later. But then I asked, why did this door, I've never seen it before. Why did it have to come now? Because you had to activate it for others to use it now. So I was a catalyst to open this door. So before I got on the air with you, I was actually talking to a friend of mine. She goes, Bree, I've been seeing doors everywhere. But not gold, but I've been just seeing doors. I said, start jumping through them if you know they're the right ones. And if you don't know what light language is, kind of look it up. Because actually for the show today, the image that they put up is real close to it. And I want to thank you for that. So as you're going through this door, know that you can manifest your life and create whatever you want. And don't be afraid. And if your ego starts messing with you, game over, guys. Game over. When I look at things about how I started first with you on the show here when I moved to Washington, you know, and the things you saw me go through, and you built your own golden door. You went through your own golden door, I should say, building your radio station for others to have a platform. And you keep raising higher, higher, and higher for everybody. And everybody keeps raising with it. And as I raise mine, people raise with what I'm doing. And so one time you had said to us when we were on show, the most two unlikely people to do this. How true. How true.
I know.
We're so goofy. We can't, you know, I'm surprised we're keeping the show together, right? You know, so as time went on, you know, and my mom passed away, I promised I would go on and keep going on. And thank you for playing that song for me from Helen Ray.
Thank you, Benny.
Yes, thank you. It means a lot to me. And when I'm done, I'm going to put another one up afterwards because I promised when I got to that point with my mother, I'd put a different one up. She's saying, I am one. I am one. And I thought, okay, I'm getting there, Mom, now. I'm here. I can do it. With the encouragement of my family and other people that I love very much and care about, have always picked me up and said, okay, dust off, pull yourself up by your bootstraps, you know, whatever you have to do and keep going. Don't let nobody stop you. For when I came here first and, you know, 4 years ago talking about I'm an incarnated goddess, And people are like going, what's that? You know? And then all of a sudden, 2 years later, everybody realized who they truly were. I'm here to plant the seeds and bring information through to help others. And I will keep planting those seeds and I will keep guiding others. I don't call myself a teacher. I'm here just to guide people now. I'm not anybody's guru. I've done shows on being your own guru. You know, we're here to help guide and give information out that will help everyone every day of their life. Even if one person walks away with one statement that I say, I've accomplished so much. If they take that statement and use it in their life, you know, and go with it. So I have a very dear friend and she's been working on her healing practice and stuff. And all of a sudden now her empath ability kicked in. And she goes, I could feel a shoulder in the pain. I said, you did it. You did it. And Teresa did it. I'll just say it's Teresa, right? I said, you wanted your abilities? You got them. Now let's get to work. No more playing around. So that's what I've been doing. So I've been working on myself, looking at everything, and they're all experiences now. They're gone. You know, more things will pop up that might trigger a little thing from the shadow cycle. And actually something my husband was getting mad about, and I started laughing at him because it was reminding me of a kid when I was in high school, what I did, and throwing a fit over something, the same thing that was happening. And I just started laughing. He goes, what are you laughing about? I said, I acted that way when I was in high school. You know, and he shut up then and he was kind of laughing. He goes, yeah, I guess that was kind of a high school move, huh? I said, yeah. So as things have gone on and the shows that I've done and trying to work with people, I like to have a lot of humor and fun with things because it's, you know, life is not boring and it's fun. And you can make it hard or you can make it easy. It's your choice. Whether you want to cry during this journey, or do you want to laugh and have enjoyment? You know, we had a show, Laugh Our A Off, right? And it was like, I still think of that show and I'm still laughing. So, because it's really true. Laughter is the best medicine we can have. And loving yourself enough inside to trust yourself.
It's your choice.
You know, that's important. You know, that we love ourselves enough to trust ourselves. And when that ego starts messing with you, throw it out again, tell it to go take a shower.
Yeah.
And then come back, clean up the negativity, come back. And I trusted myself enough to go through the golden door, activate it for others. It's there for everybody now. So please use it. Please use that golden door. It's not hard to manifest. So
one of the things I want to ask you about the golden door is what is the outcome? I mean, it's one thing to, okay, say go through the golden door, but the question is, you know, what's the end game?
It's what you make it. I'm sorry, but it's what you make it. Some people may not like that answer. Well, how do I make what? I couldn't grow flowers before. I'm growing flowers now, you know? So it's what I made. Last year I said, I'm going to learn to grow flowers. And I did. That was a doorway I didn't even recognize, you know? And it's like, okay, my roses are looking good. They're going to be ready this year again. So that was a golden door. But they had to show the golden door fully now for people to see it. So lay back and just breathe and ask to see the golden door to help manifest what you want in your life and leap through it and let that door shut behind you and don't look back.
Mm.
Just like we're doing with the Alchemy of the Goddesses, just like we're doing, you know, they're teaching the breath of life energy to people, you know, all the stuff I'm doing. But right now, what I will be doing is kind of different than what I've ever done before. And, you know, I'm looking at it and I'm going, okay, I have an official announcement and I'm going to bring it out. And I'm going, I'm a little nervous.
Well, let's do this. Let's take a short break. Okay, let's take a short break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about what it is that the Golden Dora wants Bree to reveal and or do. Let's take a short break, everyone. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Bree Gibbs as my special guest today. We'll be right back.
Big and strong and looking out for you and me against the world. Sometimes it feels like you and me.
Are you ready to embrace your essence and the magic of who you are? Let me, Emily Perkins, hold your hand and walk with you as we go treasure hunting for the gold that lies within you. Tune in to Love Living Radio every second and fourth Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit LoveLivingHolistics.com.
To find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class Facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit glennarice.com.
Do you want the knowledge and wisdom to understand where spirituality, science, and psychology intersect? Then join the Karmic Path Radio Show with Tina and Laura on TransformationTalkRadio.com Thursdays at 4 p.m. Pacific. Follow this charmingly, disarmingly dynamic duo as they explore how psychic ability, spirituality, and karmic law tie together. For more information on Tina, Laura, and their groundbreaking work, visit thekarmicpath.com.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Dr. Bree Gibbs in the house. Bree, please tell folks how they can find out more about you. And then I think everybody is eager to know what the announcement is.
All right. First of all, go to drbreegibbs.com, Transformation Talk Radio, AlchemyGazas.com, The Healing Center. When I thought through the Golden Door, and I went through it. It was manifesting something that I needed, that was coming into my life that I had no idea about. When you go through that door and you look at that, and when you shut it behind you, the things that you manifest, you will create. You can create it with anything you want. And there's such a way of doing it, I can't even explain it. It's, how do I say this? as you're going through that door and you shut it, it's like the whole universe opens up to you. And when you get there, push forward to what you want. Just keep pushing forward. Everybody's experience is going to be different. And when you go through that, you find an ending. And you get to that ending of that door, that's your golden, another golden door for you. I hope that explains it, Pat, because it's very emotional for me. That door was very emotional. And, you know, there's a beginning and ending of all of our lives. And that door is the beginning and the ending of our lives also. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't change a thing of what I've gone through in my life to get to where I'm at now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so the offer that that was presented to me, I'm going to read real quick and get this done because, you know, I'm a little nervous. Sorry. You know, it's kind of surprising. So here it goes. I am being coached to become a host of a cutting-edge consciousness-raising reality TV show that will be going in production later this year.
Awesome. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations. So basically, you know, you walk through the golden door, and as he started to say at the top of the hour, you know, the golden door is about revelation. It's about having something being revealed to us that we then have to contemplate as our big yes. And that's what you did. And as a result of that, your message is going to be presented through a new medium of television. And I think that's really what we're talking about. It's really, can we step through and allow ourselves to be part of what the universe is putting in front of us to be? You know, right. Are we okay with that? And sometimes you're right. Sometimes we do have to let go of things, but I have to tell you, other times we don't. And I think what's fascinating about this is really looking at and deciding how the universe wants us to grow and expand in the very organic way that it grows and expands, even in an incomprehensible way, because we really don't know.
That's very true. You know, I did not expect this, you know, but from the platform that you created for all of your hosts on the shows that we have, this would may not have been possible. You know, the people that are involved in this show that have listened to my show, and this happened. And I'm like going, okay, it was a shock, you know, but yet here it opened up a doorway, you know, and that's the doorway I took. And I'll keep doing my radio shows. I'll keep doing what I'm doing and stay on that platform. But the thing is I can't say enough. Everybody has that golden door, go through it.
Yeah.
You know, imagine your bedroom door, right? It's a golden door. You're going in your bedroom and you're pushing the door open or pull, however it works on your door. And you're opening it, you're going in there, you're going in there, changing your clothes, doing whatever you have to do to get ready for your day, right? And you know that you are a golden divine being when you come out of there. Just know that that gold is all over you.
Yeah.
So my husband's going, you're so happy. You're working out. You're doing this. You're doing that. You're watching what you're eating and you're all happy. And would this have been because of the show? I said, no, it was starting to come way before this, which, you know, that working on weight, doing different things to get rid of things that out of my life. Right.
Yeah.
And I said, but you know, I see the end of the tunnel now. I know everything's going to be okay. And everything my mom taught me from when I was 9 years old has come to pass. And all the things I was seeing 4, 5, 10, and 15 years in advance with me is all come to pass. So as a little girl, my mom said, you'd make a great actress. And now I'm doing this. I'm going, oh, you got to be kidding. You know, because I remember that one day, you know, the little Shirley Temple shows, right? And she goes, because I had really bright red hair, and she go, you know, you'd be cute like that. Well, what little girl doesn't dream to be an actress, right? And ride motorcycles too. You know, and have some fun. But, you know, and now I'm doing this and I'm going, man, I thought about that the other day. You know, what little girl doesn't have a dream? What little boy doesn't have a dream? One thing I want parents to say, to know, and our listeners to know, parents, never quash your kids' dream. Never say you cannot come to creation. Never say never. You know, embrace it. Help them get to where they want to go. There's always a way to do it.
Yeah.
Now, the one thing is, spend it like you got it. That's the other thing. Spend it like you got it. A great friend of mine has said that to me. Spend it like you got it. And when I started doing that, and I jumped the timeline to see my healthy self, that's when it really started coming true to me. I saw what I looked like. Not smoking, not overweight, and healthy.
Awesome. Wow. Thank you so much, Bree.
You are welcome.
Thank you for sharing this story, because more is going to be revealed as we move forward.
Correct.
I know folks are going to want to know a lot more about what you just announced. And as we know, many, many, many times, there's a lot of prep work that needs to be done. So thank you for it. Please, again, give out your website, because I'm sure you'll be posting things there and through social media as well. And thank you for today.
So they can get me at drbreegibbs.com, alchemyofthegoddesses.com, Facebook, Bree Gibbs. And, you know, I'm going to leave you with one other Helen Ray song, I Am Woman. Watch where you are. Thanks, Pat, for having me on.
Yes. And for those of you all sending me these messages about the ERA, by the way, there actually is a petition. And so just Google it. And it's not the NRA, because I didn't say that. It's the ERA. And it stands for, I have to clarify, I got a text message. It's the Equal Rights Amendment. Please Google that. Thank you all. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, courage to be seen is going to be seen. We'll be right back.